Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's little missive it started with a recording, an old Sid Banks recording, Sid Banks being the Scottish mystic who first outlined the principles of the inside-out understanding that I talk about in these podcasts. And it was an old one, you could tell, because his teaching got a little cleaner later in his career. But on this old recording, he said, when you can look in the mirror and go, you're an ass, and then go higher and see, even though you're an ass, you're perfect, you've got it made. And there was something about that sentence that just really resonated with me, because it points to the fact that we have personalities, what we might call our learned self or our conditioned self. And then there's who we are beyond that. There's who we would still be regardless of where we were born, regardless of what culture we'd been brought up into. And almost all of our efforts here as people on the planet, if we're interested in self-help and self-development at all, are about improving the conditioned self, esteeming the conditioned self, finding the worth in the conditioned self. But the reason that we do that is because we want to feel at peace. We want to feel powerful. We want to feel our potential. And not just as potential, we want to bring that potential into being and do something with our lives. And for me, that kind of is summed up in Sid's quote, when you can look in the mirror and go, you're an ass. In other words, when you can look at yourself honestly and go, you know what? Sometimes I do really good things, and sometimes, not so much. Sometimes I'm really clever, and sometimes I'm an idiot. Sometimes I am surprised at how well I do, and sometimes I can't believe how awful I am. Sometimes I really respect what comes out of my mouth, and sometimes it horrifies me. Well, then you're probably really looking in the mirror, and not looking in a sort of a funhouse mirror that distorts you into all awful or all wonderful. I worked with a psychologist years ago who used to say, every human being is neurotic and insecure. And while I kind of thought that was a little pessimistic the first time I heard it, at the level of the conditioned self, at the level of the personality, at the level of how you've learned to show up, that's probably true. I would say everyone's psychology is neurotic and insecure. But we are not our psychologies. We are not our personalities. We are not the self we have learned to be and to present to the world. So that's the second part of the quote. Then go higher and see, even though you're an ass, you're perfect. Now, higher, the way Sid is using the word, he's talking about levels of consciousness, levels of awareness of who and what we really are. And when you see beyond your personality, you could call it to the soul, to the essence, to the unconditioned. Well, that's always been perfect. That's why outside of the movies, nobody ever looked into a baby's eyes and went, ooh, he looks depressed. It's because you can just still catch a glimpse of the purity of our spirit, of the purity of spirit in a baby's eyes that often is buried under layers and layers of conditioned thinking as we get older. But being that perfect self, being the perfection of life taking form, doesn't mean we don't behave like jerks from time to time. Doesn't mean we'll always get it right and we'll always do the right thing and we'll always be worthy of every... We're human. We do our best. Sometimes things work out the way we want. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes we think to apologize. Sometimes we don't. And if you can acknowledge that instead of trying to fix it, there's half your stress gone, right? Just gone, out the window. Because so much of your stress is trying to not be who you are, trying to control how you show up. And when you're not doing that, you're just there. And then that higher self, that super conscious self, that essential self is just there. And you see the perfection of it. And there's nothing to do. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing to change. So when a spiritual teaching or a spiritual teacher says we are all perfect the way that we are, it doesn't mean, so go ahead and kill people and be terrible to them in business and treat them horribly because you're perfect. It just means you don't have to worry about it. Because who you really are is beyond that. Now, it works in reverse, too. It's true of other people, too. Other people are asses and perfect at the same time. And what I've learned over the years is the more you can see the perfection beyond the ass, the more you speak to the perfection beyond the ass, the more that perfection starts to become visible in the other person, both to you and to them. And at some point, it's the perfection that starts speaking back to you. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.